Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I like let her. Oh. I mean, like, what? I'm only so human. I can only say no.
This is real life? This happened?
It was crazy.
The hair on my left leg is standing up.
Why just the left?
I don't know.
And it wasn't even, like, good.
But what made it not good?
Probably the lack of safety.
Yeah.
Not today.
Guys, welcome the newest, oldest member of the YMH family.
I haven't heard it put that way.
Welcome back, buddy. You're back.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm excited. New show just launched every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Central, live for members. It's all about, we got you guys in there, first date. Talk about it all.
That's incredible.
Is there anything you want me to address?
Oh, that you talk about on the show? I love that it's live. That's a commitment.
Yeah, no, it's. I think it's going to be more fun that way, obviously, because there's interaction then with the chat.
Right.
And I just love, I come from radio. I miss being live. There's something about like taping. I tape a podcast every week, just like you guys. There's something that like it feels like it's missing from that. And I can't wait like to be doing it live every week.
Yeah. And I feel like the YMH community is very vocal, right?
Oh,
they
sure.
feel very much like a part of it. So
yeah, and I get to be vocal right in front of me.
Yeah.
So come on and do it.
Are you pumped?
I am pumped, dude. I can't wait. I know one thing that struck out when I was planning the show, your Top Gun take.
Everybody, watch out. Jamie hates when people bring that shit up.
Oh, really?
Jamie hates.
Why? Do you get a lot of flack for that?
No, I don't care about that. Oh. I just feel like I'm tired of talking about it.
Oh, that
we talked about it a lot.
Get ready. That's the podcast biz.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
afraid.
Just sit back.
Yeah.
No, I don't. We don't need to talk about it now. That was like one that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Because you were so anti Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Again, I don't want to repeat myself.
No, of
but
course.
It's more so the Oscar nomination.
Oh, I see.
I see. Really lit a feel. Like when I first saw it, I was like, "This is just crap. Who cares?"
Yeah.
But then to say like, this is one of the greatest movies of all time. Just it lit a fire.
Do
in
any
me.
Other Oscar nominations have they? Do is there one every year that kind of in your craw?
To tell you the truth, I've probably seen two Oscar nominated movies.
I was
going to
say, I bet that was
years.
The only Oscar nominated movie Rob has seen in the past 20 years.
You know what one always made me angry was The English Patient.
Oh, really?
1997, I think it was.
Wow!
That one that swept the awards, and it was the most. I mean, granted, I was 13 years old, so...
It just made
you
horny.
No, I was 11 years old. I was so bored by it. I'm like, this is winning all the Oscars?
Well, yeah, you know, British people, they're just, I guess that's it's true. Better.
Ooh, hot take. Jamie, that's what you got to cover on your...
Yes.
Tired of British people taking all our roles.
Jamie said that British people better than Americans.
This week on
no,
the
I'm angry at British people. Quit coming here.
Coming
here and taking our movies.
Our acting jobs. That's so funny.
I got beat out by a British chick to play a girl from New Jersey.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Okay, I'll get off my soapbox.
Who
now.
Was this?
That's I don't even remember. I don't even fucking remember. The show got canceled, but it was between me and her, and I'm like, are we kidding right now?
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's like having that'd be like you beating out a British woman to do a British,
exactly.
Like doing some British, like, hello.
Yeah. Oh, I can never even try.
Wasn't that happening for like 20 years where like American actors were pretending to be British?
Of course.
Doesn't that happen?
Isn't
like,
it always, it's
Leo's
just more wild to me when they go the other
way.
Yeah,
but he's Leo. It's fine.
Okay. Well, who took your jib?
I don't remember her name, but I just remember she was British.
Damn.
Sophie Turner. She's like, hello, Jamie. Pleasure to meet you. And then she's like, dude, does all Jersey. That'd be wild. I mean, I can't even fathom going back and forth.
It's gotten so crazy with like British people playing American actors that I remember someone telling me that like Tom from
Succession. All the people in Succession
Australian.
Except for...
Well, that's what I thought. As soon as I saw Tom was British, for some reason my head went, everyone on that show is British.
Yes.
And then I slowly found out like, no, they're not. Like obviously, Kieran Culkin is not. The guy who...
Jeremy Strong
is not.
The girl is... The sister.
Right,
but
the
Brian
girl
Cox
is. Brian Cox
Scottish?
Is not.
He's something.
But as soon as I saw it, like, for some reason, I thought exactly what you thought.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, everyone on that show is British.
Well,
none
you ever,
of these people.
On HBO, if you leave it on too long, like, they go into, like, some post, like, where they talk about the episode, mm-hmm. and the actors are all, so, like, all of a sudden, like, I see Tom talking, he's British, I see the girl talking, she's, I'm like, they all fucking British? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck these people.
But you can tell then, now the American accent sounds fake to me.
Well,
like really
it's almost
it
like, oh, you speak so cool because English is not your first, American
dialect
is not like,
It helps that they're rich. Like if you're going to put on a fake American accent,
yes,
being like rich
true.
And stuffy is
yes.
like, it kind of feels like.
That's true.
Yeah.
To make Jamie a little more familiar with the Josh Potter lore, can you tell her about the Make Josh Come tour?
Oh, what a time to be alive that was.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
How did I miss it?
That was my
I
favorite
must have
Josh
just
Potter
had a baby
arc.
Or something.
Oh, boy, it was fun. I mean, I had this issue, I still kind of do, where I can get hard, stay hard during sex, but I couldn't, you know, have the punctuation at the end, if you will, and... We
Every
were trying
time
to get to the
couldn't?
Bottom of it. Yeah, I just kind of finish it myself. There would be like an errant maybe time where I would. But and then, you know, we did some digging and we found that it's like an intimacy thing. But we, you know, to try and find that out, we had a bit of a experimental phase, if you will, where it's like come one, come all. And hopefully I will too.
Well, they kind of announced on YMH, like, yeah, like, Josh can't come. And then all these girls showed up, like, oh, I'll make him come.
Yeah, there was a few
Tell me about the girls that showed up. Just tell me about one or
gamut.
Two of them.
They were in the gamut. There was some great ones in there. I mean, there's ones I'll never forget. There's ones I'll try to forget.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you want to know? I mean, there
everything. What shape, size,
oh, there was
color,
beautiful ones.
Personality.
There was not so beautiful ones. I mean, it was literally just like a gauntlet of, I mean, 2019 was a hell of a year.
Wow.
Hell of a year.
Good for you.
Then COVID came and ruined it all.
Wow. Well, at least you went out with a bang.
That's right.
Do you still get people, like women showing up like at like Woodstock when people would still show up like 3 years later and you have to kind of be like, hey, concerts?
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's the thing. It's like... just like Woodstock or whatever, it's like the people that come later and like the stragglers.
Yeah, they're in a van.
Yeah. They're still, it's like, you're still doing this, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's like a little, if you're still trying to, I mean, there are women who are trying to make Josh come, but if you're still like waving that flag from a few years ago, it's probably not, you know, if you weren't in the first tier.
Yeah.
You know
well, with podcasts, yeah. though, it's always like, I remember when I first found YMH, my first thing I did was like, I was like, I'm going back fucking 200 episodes and just
oh,
watching
sure.
them all. Like, mm-hmm. so that's what, you know, it's new to some people.
That would be cool. I mean, it has dried up a little bit, if you will, but.
You need another COVID, because like during COVID, Sopranos got big again.
Mm,
you need another
that's
COVID
true. They
and
go back,
make
the
Josh
back
come.
Catalog?
Yeah, right
yeah.
back to where it was.
That's
yeah.
so funny. Hey, I mean, just because the tour is not called that anymore, it doesn't mean we're not, you know, accepting any applicants.
Right.
So
were there any red flags that like if a girl was trying to nominate herself for the Make Josh Come party that you'd be like no like were there do you remember any huge red flags
yeah
you
any
saw?
Deal breakers like
oh,
not allowed
God. There was one girl that literally came to like I was doing shows in Chicago and she came to the early show and she was pretty and I thought she came with her friends and everything and I was like oh after the late show I'm gonna go to this bar so I'll meet you there you know. She goes, okay, cool. And then she showed up at the late show. So I don't know how. She like, someone in the kitchen was like, hey, there was this girl hanging out in the back and she was looking for you. So I let her in. And I'm like, you think you're doing me a favor here, dog? Like you're just letting in women. Like, I don't know this girl at all. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then we go to the bar. I'm talking to people who are at the show. I had some friends who were there. And she was like, why are you talking to these people? Like she was so bad at like, she couldn't be in the conversation. She was so rough to talk to. It was like
she was being possessive already.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It was also that like just having conversation with her, there was like a wall there. And I was like, is this person R worded? You know, like I didn't know what we were
this
dealing
is a safe
with.
Space.
Her.
You can say we're
yeah,
talking.
I thought she was like a red heart. I'm like, am I doing a crime? but she wouldn't take no for an answer. Like I was like, eventually she was very blatant. And I was like, no, I don't think so. You know, like
blatant, what do you mean?
You're like, didn't you
Stop,
read the sign?
Let's skip
this
over
is,
the details.
This is the she, make Josh come unless you're retarded
like,
we're interested.
Tour.
Yeah. She started being like, you know, like, when am I going to make you come or whatever? And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's going to, you know, because I was repulsed by her attitude and her personality. She was pretty and everything. And so I like go to leave and I'm like really just saying no to this woman. she followed me to where I was staying, which was right around the corner. And she made like a whole scene outside of the hotel. And it gave me such anxiety. I'm like, all right, come inside, come inside. And
oh my God.
I was
Rob's
like,
getting hives.
That's,
dude.
Yeah.
And I was starting, I was like, I can't, this girl's crazy. She's retarded. She's crazy. I don't want to do this. So I let her like go in the bed and I went and slept on the couch.
Wait, you let her into your place?
Because she was screaming outside. I was like,
call the cops.
I was trying to call her an Uber.
What is wrong with you?
And then the cops come and they're like, can you explain the situation? You're like, well,
exactly.
I can't come. So
well, not only that, like, it's like if I call the cops and there's a pretty blonde woman versus me, cops are going to be like, you're arrested, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't it have been safer, possibly?
Maybe, but I didn't want to deal with all. So I was like, all right, fine, come inside. So I let her, she slept in the bed and I laid on the couch and she goes, well, aren't we going to fuck or whatever? And I was like, no, I don't really want to. And she was like, we're fucking. I came all the way here and I said, I'm cheating on my husband tonight and you better. And so I like let her blow me. I mean, like what? I'm only so human. I can only say no.
This
so
is
many
real
times.
Life? This
yeah,
happens?
It was crazy.
The hair on my left leg is standing up.
It
Why
was
just the left?
Like, I don't know.
And it wasn't even like good.
Oh.
But
what made it not good? Isn't
just
doesn't
the,
it just
probably the lack of safety?
yeah.
The lack of trust and safety.
Yeah,
and
yeah
like,
you literally have yourself in her mouth. That's very dangerous. I'm worried about your decision making. I've got to be honest, Josh.
Welcome to the club, Jamie. I mean, we got a whole internet worried about it out there.
I care about you, and I'm not these decisions that you're
that
making.
That was probably the most like dicey one. That's when it kind of was starting to go a little like, what am I doing out here, you know?
Yeah.
And I still like, I'm very like, I found out that getting laid is not the hard part. It's like being intimate with a person on a daily basis is the hard part, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like if you're trying to work towards intimacy, that whole thing set you back a little.
A little bit. I mean, you start to learn who's in it. Like, I also learned, like, some of these women are just trying to fuck me for the story, which is like, go ahead, fine, you know, and that I don't really mind that. But it is, there is an empty feeling when they're like, peace out, like, oh, well, I didn't make them come, but I gave it my best effort. Peace out, bye. And
what was the batting average of these women? What percentage were making
I'm not going to lie, I didn't come very often, but.
The ones who did you get more attached to them?
Not attached, but there was a couple where I was like, God, I got to see that girl again.
What was the difference that you could...
I don't know. Again, I really like, not to be like gay about it, but it was like, you know, safety and like trust and all that kind of stuff. Like I felt like comfortable with a person.
Uh-huh,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
So I think
I've
that
never
helps.
Experienced all very that.
I think that's everything.
You've never felt comfortable with somebody?
No, yeah. I think that was the key.
Mm-hmm. I get out. It. Same. Yeah.
You know what it makes me think about is like, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of like way more women, I feel like, especially back in the day, would say like they can't come rather than men.
Of course.
And could you imagine like, because obviously you said you can't come and all these women stepped up. Could you imagine like a girl's DMs after she says on a podcast, like, yeah, I can't come. And like, oh, because, you know, dudes are even more like, I'll make her come. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, the audacity of dudes to be like, I'll make her come is wild to me, too.
Oh,
though, you know
course.
What I mean? And for some of these women, I mean, I kind of like their gumption, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like, all right, lady, you're not that great. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's like, I'm going to make it go. I'm like, well, let's pump the brakes. How about we like talk a little bit first? You know?
Yeah. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/not today. That's rocketmoney.com/not today. rocketmoney.com/not today. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. And they've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I can tell you firsthand, I've tried all of their meal plans. I love them so much, but my favorite are their shakes. They are so tasty. They are so satisfying. And for me, when I'm on the go, they come in real handy. So head to factormeals.com/NTP50 and use code NTP50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code NTP50 at factormeals.com/NTP50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What, you're one of the few guys left back in LA, I feel, right? What's LA like right now?
It's fine. I don't know. I'm not from there, and I really have no, like, allegiance to it. So I'm not, like, taking up arms for LA or anything, but it's where I live. I just got past at the Comedy Store, so I'm pretty hyped about that. I spend, like, every fucking day there, so it's, like, I love the Comedy Store. I love, like, I don't know, the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's LA. You know, it's the same as it always was. I came from Buffalo, so it was always, like, kind of dicey. Obviously, things escalated after the pandemic, but it's not really, like...
How long have you been in LA?
About 5-6 years
now. Okay, so it's still newish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I could live anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really beholden to it or, you know, give a shit one way or another. People are like, LA sucks. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care. It's not my
Right, you don't need
city.
To defend it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I don't take up arms for it.
Yes.
I've gone through waves in my life, like being from New York, where like people have been like, New York sucks. And I'm like, you just don't get it. Like, I don't care nothing. And then like during COVID, people are like, New York sucks. I'm like, like, you know, I would get like insecure. I'd be like, you suck. Like, you know,
because
it like fucking New York sucked.
But don't,
COVID.
After you left New York and then went back, at least for me, because I grew up in New York, like Rob, not in the city per se, but moved into the city as a teenager and lived there for 10 years. When I moved to LA for a little while and came back, all of a sudden I was like, ooh, it is a little dirty. It is a little loud.
Sure.
It is a little cramped. I never, ever felt that way before. Did you feel that way when you went? No.
No, but I also think it's different because you, like, when you go back, you stay with your parents and, like, it's like a...
Well, no, yeah, but
all
I'm
all of
just...
my friends are in the city, so it's like, I have the greatest time. I land in New York City and I feel alive. Like, I'm like, I am so happy to be, like, it's like a feeling inside that I love. And I was never under the impression of, like, it's not loud here. Like, it's not dirty, you know?
I mean, always like landing there and feeling that too. I could never live there because I felt like if I felt that all the time, I would be burnt out and fried. But also, I didn't want to lose that feeling either. So it would be like, it would always be like, because it was either like New York or LA, which one are you going to move to? And I would dip my toe in New York, but I just couldn't bring myself to like do it. Just
I think everybody should live in New York at least once in their
life. I'd like to be rich enough to comfortably do it.
Yeah.
Because when I was also at the time, it was very poor. I would rather be poor in LA than poor in New York, is what I said to myself.
I can tell you, you like...
I like that decision for you.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. I think there's people in like the 1% who aren't rich enough to live in New York, like comfortably. Like, it's so... I went back like 2 trips ago and I was staying at an Airbnb or like a friend of a friend's place. It was kind of like she Airbnb'd it. And it was like my knee would be pushing against the wall when I was trying to take a shit. And like,
Jesus.
I couldn't move my leg the other way. And I was like, this is fucking, and it wasn't like a small apartment. It was just a bathroom. It was so small. And the radiator was like a fucking inch away from my knee.
Always.
So I'm
like,
I can't move my, it was the worst bathroom situation I've ever.
That's the thing
about
New
York. Hot radiator.
I remember like, you know, having comic friends in Buffalo, some of them chose New York. And I remember my buddy moved there and he was paying $1,200 to live with 4 other guys. And his room was just a closet that he put a mattress inside of a windowless closet that he was sleeping. And I'm like, you pay $1,200 for that. That's crazy. And then when I moved to LA, I was like, well, it's probably going to be a lot more. I found an apartment. I had roommates, but I paid $900 and I had my own bathroom. I had, like, it was crazy huge compared to him.
Yeah.
And cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah. See,
and I'm like, and the sun's out, so it's like, I don't know.
Right.
I think the, like, in the closet with the mattress is better than what a lot of people I knew in New York had, which was like, they would just, in like a two bedroom, they would put up walls to make it like a 4 or 5 bedroom.
Exactly.
And then that wall didn't go all the way to the ceiling. So like, it wasn't even like you had a room, like people could hear, like if you're watching a TV in the living room and
it's
somebody's
like
a, watching
it's a partition.
Fucking, that Yuck. Shit is, the. I was like, this is not, you can't live like
and
that.
And even if you had your own spot, you're in a human filing cabinet where it's just like, people are next to you, they're above you, they're below you. Mm-hmm. I would just lose my mind. Constantly.
Yeah, that's what I never had. You grew up in a home, so like
yes,
going back and
right.
feeling like it's stuffy. Like I grew up in a 40-story building with
Crazy.
Like there were 30, 40 apartments on every single floor. So like it was, I was always like,
yeah. When you I know? Bring my kids to visit my 103-year-old grandmother in Chelsea, and like she lives in an old ass building, everybody is 100, you know, and it smells like everyone's like.
Sure.
Ethnic cooking.
Is it like $200 rent still?
Yes,
it's, from
it's
the
all
1800s?
$400 yeah. a month she
oh
pays
my
in rent.
God.
Yeah. And it's an adorable little one-bedroom apartment. But when I brought my kids there, they were like in shock. They're like, Mima lives here?
Yeah,
and
crazy.
Then there's like all these other people right outside her door that live here. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Spoiled brats.
Yeah, they didn't. This is an apartment building.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The, if you could compare like the first girl who made you come, like that feeling on the Josh
yeah.
on the Josh Come tour compared to getting passed at the Comedy Store.
I'll take the Comedy Store. I felt,
yeah,
I've never felt bad. I mean, that was, I haven't accomplished much in this biz of show, but that was like a big deal for
what
me.
What does getting passed mean?
It's like you become a paid regular, you get
oh,
your
cool.
name on the wall,
oh,
the whole
wow.
thing. So yeah, I mean, the hopefully. I mean, I don't get my name painted on until July. And I just like, in my brain, I'm like, of course, like a mudslide will come and take out the Comedy Store before that'll happen, you know?
So what was something the like. Night, what was the night like where you got paid? Like, how did you find out?
I mean, you do a showcase, and then when I did this showcase, it felt like it was in like undeniable one. So I like kind of like, I was floating off the stage.
Aww.
It felt
wow.
great. And then she
was
told
the
me like 2 days
did
later.
It?
No, it was my second showcase. The first one, it was like weird, whatever. She goes, I want to see you again in February. So I was like, okay. And that, which isn't a, like, if it was like an outright no, I would have been devastated. But like, let's have you showcase again in February. At least it was that.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, cool. So I did it again. And this one was just like, in terms of comedy sets, like there was every obstacle. There was like a heckler. There was like a fight in the audience. And I like somehow like I did all the obstacles, made it to the finish line. And it just felt like undeniable. And she told me like 2 days later, and I just have been like raging since then. I've been on a bender.
You were in a flow state up there. You were
yes.
just full flow state.
No, it was like truly like one of my, I'll never forget that set ever in my
you
life.
You know, there's like only, there's just rare magical moments
yes.
like that that you hopefully I hope every human and the being on the planet gets to feel, and there's nothing like it, and you can't anticipate it,
right?
You never know when it's coming, but it's the greatest feeling.
You can't plan
world.
For
you
it
can't.
Yes, it was the best feeling.
That's so cool
for sure. And then when she told me, I was like elated.
Oh,
the best. And then of course it's all my friends there. You know, I love the staff, so it just felt good to be like I always felt like I was part of the gang, but now it's like official.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's better for you on the road, right? Because it's like, oh, Comedy Store regular. Josh
I don't know. We'll
Potter.
See. I mean, I'd hope so, but we'll see. I don't know if anyone, you know, in Iowa gives a shit. But like, the other thing was like, there's these bucket seats in the back of the OR that, like, if you're a paid regular, you can sit in them. If you're a comic, like, I always like kind of had reverence for all the traditional stuff, you know, like I wouldn't sit there because I'm not a paid regular or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember after I was passed, I sat next to Annie. She was about to go up, Annie Letterman. And I go, hey, I can sit here now. She goes, Josh, you could always sit here. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, don't take this away. I'm enjoying myself
yeah.
with all the new stuff.
Yeah. If
I drove, I could park in the lot, but I don't drive, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about our Uber nightmares
yes.
before we started recording.
you're a big true crime guy.
Sort of.
Oh, you're not as much anymore?
You know what it is, dude? I just, it depresses me, you know?
This is exactly what happened. So when I was living in Vegas, I was never a big true crime guy. I was living in Vegas alone, like full, like bad. Like it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was depressed for sure. And it was, ID Go, is that the channel?
Yes.
Where like they just show
the
you
ID
any
channel.
Kind of murder, anything. and there was a show that was CCTV footage. So it's murders that got solved by, they'd see a murder and they'd be like, how do we solve this? And they'd start going to people's houses, businesses, and getting the clips of the footage and putting together the murder. I'd probably say, I don't know the number, I watched every single episode in like 3 days, like to the point where like I wasn't going out to like leaving the apartment. Wow. I was just like, this is the fucking best shit ever. Like in the beginning, somebody gets killed. I was like an old lady watching Law and Order.
Yeah, and
like,
you're trying to figure it out and do all the work.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know at the end of every episode, we're going to know like who killed what. And they put it together like the gas station did this. And we should hear he's buying a Snickers. I'm like, oh, shit, like it's him for sure, you know. And then cut to like 2 weeks later, I remember being in the back of an Uber. And I had like the pouch pocket like this of my hoodie, and I had a knife open in the hoodie pocket, because in my head it was like, everyone's gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, I would step out of my apartment and I'd get in an elevator with somebody and be like, this guy's a fucking serial killer.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It just became, it totally warped my opinions on anything. And I would get into an Uber and I'd have to look in the back if it was like a truck or something to make sure that there was, I got, and the funny thing is, the first like 5 days of this, I didn't go like, oh, you're acting this way because you just watched 100 hours of people getting murdered and everything. I was just like, yo, people are crazy out here, bro. Like, I started going nuts.
At no point were you like, oh, wait, I am not a woman, so I
can. Right, yeah.
People are more scared that I'm the murderer than the murdered.
The only true crime thing I've ever really gotten into and loved was, remember, I think it was in the beginning of COVID. It was like, was it something with a cat? Or,
oh, don't fuck with cats.
Yeah, don't mess with cats.
Yes. I never watched that.
You didn't?
I heard about that.
Well, it was like a Facebook group essentially that solved a murder.
Yes. There's a lot of those true crimes too where it's like, we don't know how it, and then it feels like the podcast's whole goal is to solve it. And I'm like, I don't want a fucking podcaster solving the murder. You know what I mean? How about the police do it?
Yeah. And you also just sit there with like headphones in your ears, like listening to like murder. And it's like, she pulled the knife out.
Like,
and
it's like hypnotizing that, you.
Yeah.
I like the proclivities of serial killers. I like the little quirks they have, you know, like Albert Fish, he liked to put rose stems in his dick. Like that's all fun and games to me. But like, I don't need to hear about all the crimes and all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like hearing about like, they do all this like the dudes who dress up like the clowns. That's funny.
That's why I love like 90 Day Fiancé, because it's just human behavior that I'm watching where I'm like, oh my, I'm like, how does this person not know like what they're doing? It's almost like they're committing suicide in some of these things that they do. And you're just like, oh my God, you watch them do these horrible things. And then the best is, a day later, they're talking to the camera and they go, I don't know why this keeps happening to me. Like, they're just like, why is everybody else so, you know, they're always like crying because somebody broke up with them because this. And it's like, no, you're, and then they always tell them, like, this time will be different. And it's like, no, you have to realize, like, you need to change for it to be different. Yeah. You don't just say this will be different and then the next day everything's
different.
Like, can't you tell you're 55? Like, and they just, no, they can't.
Yeah, can't tell.
It's amazing.
It's sad.
Said you had something you wanted to show us.
Oh, yeah, no, I found it. So I was like, you know, scrolling through the internet and I came across this meme and I'm looking at it and the picture is of you. I don't remember what the meme said. It was one of these dumb things where it's like me or versus my intrusive thoughts or whatever.
That's not it.
It wasn't.
Yes, it is.
This was the picture.
Oh,
this
is
the picture.
That?
And then the
is that
me
Chloe
with,
70?
And it's you with Chloe 70, who
she's
I'm
like,
obsessed with,
she
by
looks
the way.
Real. You guys, were you guys tight?
Yeah, like what I
she
wanted to.
She was having a fun night with you.
Here are my questions about the.
She's
because,
so cute.
Because again, Chloe 70 is like one of my like dream women.
She's dope.
So here, what is the context? How do you know Chloe 70? And are you on drugs?
Yes, and that which is going to spoil the rest of the thing of like, I don't remember. Where is this?
I don't know. I found the picture
it's
and it was
party
like literally
in New York City,
memed.
Obviously.
He could find out where it is for sure, Zolo.
The word me was over you, and then over Chloe 70 was my intrusive thoughts.
She looks so young too in this photo.
It's at the launch party for Crunk Energy Drink, an Oakley sunglass collection at Butter Restaurant.
Oh, Yami, this was at Butter.
That was my ex-boyfriend's place.
Do you know what the date?
Let me.
Wow,
look.
How do you? What do you reverse?
You both were probably paid to be there. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely wasn't paid.
September 8th, 2004.
You know what's weird?
Damn, I graduated high school.
They used to pay like celebrities a ton to go to these parties. And I very rarely did that because I would go and then they'd be like, okay, now you have to do this and you have to do this. And I was so out of control that I'd be like, I can't fulfill your needs. Like, I can't even do
what
the,
would they
like,
ask you to do?
You could
all
just,
you had to do was like take photos.
I couldn't have the, like, I'm going to this party for this person to tell me what to do. Like, oh, I was so
authority stuff.
Again, it's the same reason why, like, when I was 22, I stopped working for 10 years and just went on a rampage of this because, like, from the time I was six, I was working, I was in school, I was just like, I just wanted to be, I wanted my own
do whatever you wanted
time. So, like, our friend used to do these like huge trips and pay celebrities to go on them, and I would just go because I'd be like, oh, but you can't ask me anything. Like, sure. You can't ask me to take a picture when we're on the beach. You can, and like, a lot of times I would disappear for 36 hours and like they couldn't find me. They didn't know, like, really. Or like at the end of the trip, he'd be like, all right, everyone, it's time to leave. I'd miss my flight and have to extend the room for 2 days. And I'd be like, yo, you got me? Like, you know, because I was so.
But this had to have been easier than it is now because there was no social media. Now I'd imagine they're like, please tag the brand or
yeah.
whatever. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's
that's,
a lot of that
I get super over. I like, that's how he felt about obligations at parties. I feel about social media obligations because
yes.
I'm just not good at it. Posting doesn't feel natural to me.
Same.
So when I have to like tag and it's too much, my brain goes
yeah
crazy.
I feel like back then you just show up, take a couple pictures. Should they go in a magazine? I mean, where the hell, I mean, I don't know where this picture would have gone.
It's here.
But there would be the like internet. There would be like, all right, let's say the party was from, because, and also my problem was I couldn't show up to a party not wasted. Like, if you told me you have to show up to this party, I would have to get wasted because I would get anxiety. Yeah, so I would just, I mean, I would show up
so
everywhere.
So you do coke before you go to clear anxiety? I would be way more anxious.
Well, no, what happens is like sometime between like 6 and 8 p.m. I start drinking.
Mm.
And then by 10 o'clock, no matter what you do, you're not going to feel anxiety.
Yeah.
So then the fucking drugs start, everything starts. And then we'd usually go out around like 12:30, like you get somewhere. And then they would just say like, but again, you know how like Tom Segura is obviously a comedian, but he's also a businessman. Like
right.
The way he operates is like a businessman. And then there's other people who don't have that. I never had that shit in fucking, like they say, like it's show business. I couldn't do the business side. Like if somebody was like, well, you make a little money and you do this. And as soon as they started saying that, I'd just be like, no, thank you. Like
no, I
don't
relate with that.
Yeah. I'm here to get fucked up.
Yes.
Like, you know, and if you want to take pictures, go ahead. I might let you, I might not. Like, I don't know.
So in this picture, they're like, hey, Chloe, can we get you and Rob together? You were just probably standing near each other and they
yeah.
took it. You weren't like chilling with Chloe 70.
We were probably chilling, like doing whatever. And then somebody was like, hey, could we get, like, we were probably talking and somebody's like, can we get this picture? And they just snapped a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't, but again, like at nightclubs in New York, like, you know what happens in New York? Like if you're going out Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays in New York, that circle becomes very small, very
yes.
fast.
Of course.
Because there's like,
how many people can do that?
Exactly.
There's only so many people. And then when one bows out, you're like, man, what happened to Reggie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just don't even think about that person. And then like 3 years later, they come back and you're like, what? And they're like, I got married. Like
yes.
I went, I had a kid, but now I'm back. Like, fuck that bitch. You know,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
right, cool. Like, let's hang.
That's so funny. In like my early 30s, I used to, like, a guy would be like, yeah, I'm getting married, man. And I would be like, oh, damn. That
another
sucks
one,
for
another
me.
One bites the dust.
Yeah. I've apologized to friends before because I've been like, hey, when I was getting sober and shit, I was like, I need you to know when you told me you were getting married and I went to your wedding, I wasn't happy for you.
I was devastated.
Yeah, like yeah. I didn't feel any joy for you at all.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
funny.
Now that I'm like doing yoga and meditating, I'm so happy for
yeah.
you. Like, I'm happy you have a partner to go through life with and this. And they're like, what? Like, you weren't happy at my wedding? I was like, forget it, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I was a big, big love guy.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Great show.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
Made me want to be a polygamist.
That New York party scene was a good time. Yamie Lee, she was more of a, like, what?
I was in it.
But I'm saying you were like a 1:30 a.m. was like, it's getting late for
yeah.
Yamie. Right?
Do you know what's funny?
I would have to leave and not tell him because he would get so mad because he was
oh,
so
you'd
fucked
have to
up.
Irish goodbye him.
Every time.
Yeah.
And every
then,
time.
And
if she said bye, you would be like, well, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
are you crazy?
Yeah.
Come on, big drink.
Dude, I'm
yeah.
that guy too. I am still, to this day, and I think it's out of loneliness or whatever, but I still am the last like person to leave the club. Not like the nightclub, like the comedy club. Everyone's like, all right, we're closing up. And I'm like, oh, man, I have to go home now. You know, that kind of thing. Like,
oh, wait.
But you were having fun.
Guy. Yes, exactly.
I wasn't having fun anymore.
Right.
I wanted to go home and go to
but
sleep.
Everybody wants to go home and go to sleep. I'm like, oh, man, really?
Yeah.
We're just starting here.
Yeah. I want to make a blanket apology for for when I was partying, for all of my friends who I would see and just give them giant hugs and like my hellos. And like, I was the biggest
so intense.
Hello, like Very. Big hugs and like the pound, like, oh my God. And I'm just
the
covered
Coke
in sweat.
Is-
but he would make you so happy because it was like he his night was made that you were there and he made everybody feel
the
that way.
The Coke hello is distinct.
And
though.
Then the busboy would come to the table and be like, go! And then the bathroom guy, like everybody, I was just so
Jeff.
He was
what's
a happy
up,
drunk,
Jeff?
At least.
Oh my God, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, if I knew someone's name, it meant we were practically family. I didn't know anyone's name.
Shit, it was
just fucking hugs and like, oh, like I would know what drug everyone did. You know what I mean? Like I'd be like, oh, that's the guy who always has Coke and K.
Yeah.
And then I see somebody else, I'd be like, that guy definitely has Molly. Like that guy definitely has, and I
hilarious.
Was just on a fucking
talent.
Rampage, man.
Real talent.
The out of those like true crime things, do you have one that you would rate as like if you're not a huge fan, are there any that broke through to you where you're like, this is fucking great?
I like the Dahmer one. Like I said, I like all the like kind of banner serial killers. There really isn't an Albert Fish. It's more books about Albert Fish. He's my favorite serial killer because I mean he did heinous things. That's not why he's my favorite, but he also did heinous things to his own self, which I think are hilarious. Like he used to just like dip cotton balls in alcohol and then stick them in his ass and then light them on fire. It's just hilarious. I mean, what a good time guy, huh?
He's just one of the Jackass gang.
Yeah, exactly. That's just Steve-O who happens to murder children, you know?
Wow. Oh, children was his thing?
Yeah, he did a lot of things to children. He ate one.
All right, then he's a bad guy.
No, he's a real heinous, terrible man, but he, maybe the worst one of them all, but he had some funny little...
You like a good character study.
I like some funny stuff. When they do little quirky things, I think that's funny. Yeah.
How long did he make it for before he got caught?
You know, I don't know the years, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, he was an old, they called him the gray man. He was like this old man. And who knows how long he was doing it. This is also like 1912 and shit like that. So like, you know, there's not cameras and stuff. You know, you could abduct a child pretty easily back then, I'd imagine. And so I think he got away with quite a few.
So are we, is some of this like a little folklore? Like, you know, how do we know how accurate the cotton ball fire ass thing
is? I don't
is?
Know exactly how they proved that one. Maybe he just, I think he might have did it in jail or people had anecdotal evidence. I don't know.
Made
but you're
for
right.
A good
maybe
story.
There wasn't. Maybe he never was doing any of that. You're right. I have
fake
no
news.
Yeah.
were there any promo ideas for Behind the Jeans that didn't come out that you guys
in terms
didn't
of
do?
Like advertisements?
You were like, yeah, when you were kicking around. No, when you were kicking around ideas for like the show and like because what in my head as soon as they said like Josh Potter's doing the show Behind the Jeans, this I thought of the Undertaker. When he pops up out of the casket, I'm like, Josh Potter's got to fucking do that. Like,
you know,
that would be
funny.
So sick.
I never even, like...
Just have a pair of jeans?
I never even, like, really, like, thought about the fact that I had left and now it's like I'm coming back. Because, like, it's funny because a couple of the people here were like, oh, it's so cool you're coming back or whatever. And it's like, I never... It's not that I never felt like I left, but it just wasn't like a... This is almost like, I feel like because I'm still in LA doing it, it's like on the channel or whatever, but I don't know. It just didn't... That part hasn't like registered.
Yeah.
Well, I think as YMH fans, which most of us are, like people wanted you back. You know what I mean?
I mean,
the
Josh Potter show still exists out there, folks. If you want me back, go watch that once in a while. I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But no, it is nice to be back on the channel and back on people's forefront, I guess, for sure. But I hadn't even thought about that at all. To be honest.
Okay, I haven't seen you since we watched any Destroy Ryan.
That's right. That was the last time I did some. And then, you know, doing all the live shows was awesome, too. Like, I remember we did, what was that, Christmas time? That one time where we did, like, the pre-show? Yeah. So I had you and Danny in for the pre-show.
Yeah, that's right.
So I love doing all that stuff. I never really felt like other than my podcast not being on the channel anymore, I never really felt like I left necessarily.
Yeah.
You know?
You're always part of the family.
Yeah.
When obviously it's hilarious to make you the commentator for the anything.
Oh my God, dude. I want to do that again in some way. I say like, let's do a home run derby, something. Cause I never have had more fun in my life. That's like what I want to do forever.
Yeah.
Is just call a basketball game.
The home run derby is something I tried to pitch to Tom. I was like, dude, if we all did a home run derby with the fucking, we have like one of those guys who makes the YMH songs, make songs for our walk up to bat song. And we could just, I mean, it would be so fun.
Just something
awesome.
Where I could just get up in a booth and be like, you know, there's Rob Eiler.
Yeah.
You know, softball game, like 0-4 on the
fucking, you'd be like, I think that one is gone. Like, yeah, I'm not really sure.
It's back. Someone? You ever see the dude on the who's the Yankees guy? Sterling?
John Sterling? John Sterling.
I can't remember.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's John Sterling. He's getting old to the point where he's had a few. And all rise, Aaron Judge with its back. And then it gets caught at the fence. He's like, oh. He thinks it's out of the park.
You know what I mean?
They have to tell him in his ear. Yeah, they have to tell him in his ear that it wasn't a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Could you, because your vision is not the best, could you see everything that went on during the basketball game? Or was
pretty
there some
much.
Stuff where you were like, I'm not really
were
sure.
Were you not wearing your glasses?
I was. Yeah, no, I mean, pretty much I could see it all. It's basketball. It was right in front of me. There was some fouls where I was like, did he get up? Did he?
Oh, for sure.
You know
that's,
what I mean?
Yeah,
but that's everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
I do have a hard time, like, at baseball games, but I did go, like, when I go to a night game, then you can see the ball in the air pretty easily.
Yeah.
For a night game.
Yeah.
Day games, though, I'm fucked. I'll have to, like, look at the crowd around me to see if a foul ball's going to hit me in the head.
Oh, my God. If you had to, commentate a golf,
oh,
like,
my God,
match, you'd be like, I have no idea where that ball went.
I have no, I used to
ping pong
play golf with my friends pretty regularly. Like, I'd go once a week, maybe.
Yeah.
And my friends hated golfing with me because I'd be like, can you watch my ball? And I'd have no fucking idea.
And my eyesight's all right.
They
it's
should
very
have
hard.
A GPS on it or something.
Something.
I feel
point.
Like they
or
do
like a
now.
Whistle. Something.
Yeah, yeah. A whistle or
like, you know, like when you hit it, it's like bee. Like
you can oh, you could
the
hear
sound
it
a little
go
bit.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. That'd be, I'd get all fucked up because you'd hear one from over there.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
a good
people's.
Point. Bad idea, yeah. James.
Oh, I think what people like about golf is it's so peaceful and nice.
Yeah,
and then
I know
it's
I hear
like,
yeah.
It's just all like right, the, it's the most then. Annoying
to, you're
sound.
Just trying to ruin the one thing Cutter truly loves besides you guys, of course. Jamie's like, have I got the thing for you? Yeah. You should do a little infomercial.
You wouldn't
for,
have to yell
for YMH.
It's for wives, made by wives.
Yeah.
Golf widows.
Here's something I want to know. What's the most embarrassing thing someone could find in your home?
Oh, my God. You know, I don't have many things. I think the most embarrassing thing is how barren my home is and empty.
See, I find that awesome.
You mean
I don't
like
think
not, that's... A not a lot of
furniture,
no tchotchkes.
Not a lot of stuff on the walls. Not a lot of tchotchkes. The most embarrassing thing would just be the deluge of laundry that I have to do probably at all times.
You know? Yep.
Do you, because like on 90 Day Fiancé, this woman who's like 10 times too good looking for this guy comes to his house in Detroit. They've been playing this for like 3 years and she's clearly crazy. Like she admits it. And he doesn't clean for a fucking second.
At
like,
all?
I mean, like, cookie wrappers on the table and then when she comes into the house for like the first time and he puts up a banner like welcome fucking you know
and he didn't clean up the cookie wrappers.
When I say he didn't clean, she goes into the bathroom and almost throws up because the toilet looked like something I had never seen in my life.
Well,
like it looked like it was from a dungeon. It looked
so
like it was
funny.
From Game of Thrones.
What's wild is so I mean obviously on this very YouTube channel there's like a tour of my COVID apartment
so
where
great.
I was like so when I tell you that I was so beyond depressed. It was like I was drinking beers and just like throwing them. I didn't clean anything for like 3 months. It was brutal. People think that's how I live all the time. They don't take into consideration. Like they forget that it was like I just lost maybe $100,000 in tour dates. I lost like, you know what I'm saying? Like I thought my life was over.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did all this to get here and now COVID has eliminated my ability to do comedy, period, let alone like
I'm done using garbage cans.
Dude, I just was I was ready to like call it. You know what I'm saying? So then when I was like when it got really bad and it started like getting to the point where like we're gonna be in this a while, I kind of started like waking up and going like, oh, I've really let this go. And then it got to the point of like being overwhelmed by how much I let it go. And I was talking to Dr. Drew about it. And that's when we like came up with the idea to do the bit where we just have like a lady come over and clean it or whatever and film it and try and get something out of it. And I was like, I'll do anything for content. So
yeah.
I'll let that happen. But yeah, no, I currently have a bigger apartment. It's not like that at all. I've had women come over and be like, I'm surprised. It's pretty clean in here. And I'm like, what
good
are you surprised
you.
About? Because of that fucking video that was like,
a well, there's
flip
a blonde
in my
lady
life.
Outside screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just trying to make you come.
Yeah. If it was 2024 when your apartment like that, Jamie could have came and cleaned. She loves to clean more than anybody
oh, yeah.
I've ever.
I wish I had that in my body. Like, I mean, I pay somebody to do it, but it's like,
oh my God, give me a Swiffer and like a that. Good. Loves.
She would, when I used to live like a fucking maniac, she would offer all the time. She'd be like, let me come clean your place, please. I'd be like, nope.
Now it's funny because like I have my studio in my apartment and my spare bedroom, and I have to have people over to shoot. Like, you know, I have my producers come over, guests. So it's like I'm even more diligent about it because of the stigma that the video from 4 years ago or whatever put out there. But I, so now I'm like, I'm on top of things.
Good for you.
In fact, I have a person come clean it, and then I'm also doing it. I'm like, what am I paying this person for?
I know, I clean it right before my cleaning ladies come, usually.
That's so funny. Yeah,
it's cleanest home I've ever. She's the GOAT.
I mean, I don't regret that video whatsoever. It's not like I regret it, but it is like a piece of content that I am
It's a piece of your history.
I'm embarrassed by it. You know what I mean? Like, it got grim.
Yeah, but now look, your name is on the wall. It's going on the wall.
It's all worth it. Yeah. Sure, it could have happened four years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Anything's possible, guys.
That's true.
The last thing I want to ask you before we go is, when I say to you the hardest you've ever laughed, what comes to mind?
Ooh, something dark happened, I'm sure. I'm trying to think because like...
Oh, I thought you had a specific memory.
No, I don't have like a... it's definitely over something dark. I recently...
I love it, like, what's the hardest you've ever left? Your mind goes to complete darkness.
No, because there was something there was something recently on my podcast that, I mean, every now and then I'll just like read an article and there's a sentence about something awful that'll just tickle me and I don't even really understand what it is. I mean, when I hang out with Tom, those things happen too. Mm. Like, he'll tell me some terrible story, like a... and then I'll just light up like a Christmas tree. I wish I could think of something specific.
It's funny because you say reading articles. I think one of the hardest I've ever seen Jamie laugh was when we were reading an article about the Olympics. And remember they came out with like different flags for different countries and somehow like, what was it for Transylvania? I'm so dumb. I don't even know like fucking countries.
It was for Romania?
Romania, okay. and it was
a picture of Count Dracula.
Of Count Dracula, and then like other things. And then there was like a thing. Can you look that article up, please, Zolo? It was like the Olympic flag snafu.
Anytime I recorded with Robin Kassam, they would usually me in stitches. I mean, it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard. The two of them, you know, you just have people in your life that just like, can get the hardest I've ever laughed was with Rob and his family at my house on Christmas this past Christmas. Yeah. I cannot tell the story. I really wish I could
repeat that one
because it involves my mother-in-law. But it was you laughed pretty hard too that night.
I mean, we were in stitches. Yeah. It was.
There was one article.
Oh,
I
they
read.
Put Pete Dracula for Romania, pizza for Italy.
Oh my God.
So it's a South Korean broadcast.
They do that on the news here all the time, too. You ever see those things where it's like, today some monkeys escape from the zoo, and then they'll cut to like a thing that's horribly racist, and it's like some producer put the anchor and then they have to be like, oh, we apologize. Yeah. Some producer was like, I'm going to get fired today.
That's right.
But I had an article recently on my podcast where it had me laughing. I don't know if I was just tired or what, but like, it was about a guy who cut off his father's head and then made a YouTube video out of it. And in the YouTube video, he picked
up. He said, like and subscribe.
There was all that. But like the way he held the head made me laugh.
Is this real?
So hard.
Wait,
yes.
What?
Wow. It was because if there was a girl who liked this guy, she would get the ick by the way he held the head. Like, it was just such a, you know what I mean? It was such a way I was laughing.
Why is he holding it that way?
Hold it by the hair like a man or something, you know? Like, you gotta two-hand it by the ears like you're holding up a, like, Simba at the top of the mountain. Like, that's, it was wild to me. Yeah. I laughed.
Thanks for that visual in my
There's
head.
Little things that make me like that, that I just, today we were watching a thing and I don't know, heinous shit sometimes really tickles me, and I don't know why.
I remember, like, back when there was only, like, 100 videos on the fucking internet, like, that Afro Ninja, remember that one where the guy does the backflip?
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
That to me, I mean, it was, and I was smoking just weed all day, every day. But I would watch it like 3 times a day because I would just be like, "This is never not funny." And like he like tries to do a flip, he gets knocked out, and the funny part is he gets up and tries to keep doing his karate move with his nunchucks, and then he crashes into like a wall, and it was, I would lose control of my body from laughing.
You know what else gets me? I'll say this. Speaking of the YMH live shows, I don't really like the gory stuff, but they showed a video on the one live show, and I think people got upset about it, but it was all the workplace, like the people dying in the factories. That I don't know why, but I just was cracking up.
What are you talking about?
I don't know why. It was just, I think it was set to like Benny Hill, and I was like, mar, 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 and there were people. Oh, no, it was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
To 5,
yeah. It was working 9. Then there's people just getting pulled into threshers and shit. I mean, I don't know why. It was so funny.
Yeah, I could still like,
it looked like Three Stooges shit, but people died. You know what I mean? It was
And if that's your body either goes into like, I need to laugh right now, or
right, you're
cry
uncomfortable.
And
right.
be afraid for the rest. So you just start fucking laughing.
When I yell at my oldest son, he laughs because it's like a nervous reaction.
My mother, not to say my mother abused me or anything, but she would like hit me once in a while, and I would laugh at her, and she would be like, she stopped
piss her
doing
off
it.
Even
yeah,
more.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
She'd smack me and I'd just laugh.
Well, the show is Behind the Jeans with Josh Potter live on the YMH Studio Channel every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Whatever CT means. That's
Central
something like
time.
Central Time.
Robbie.
I was gonna get there, guys. I was gonna find it. I'm a professional broadcaster. Give
6 p.m.
a second.
Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There we go.
Right, exactly. And then your podcast, the Josh Potter Show.
Yep, that also comes out on Wednesdays. It drops on YouTube at around 6 a.m. Pacific time. So check that out. Subscribe to the channel. It's on my own channel. And watch that too.
Hell yeah. That's an episode. We'll see you next week.
See you next time.